Hello, everyone. Welcome to Roleplay Bounce Power Dark Side 17. Did we get back on even numbers and odd numbers, Adam?
Everything's all effed up.
I know we did 2 weeks. We haven't done a show since July the 11th because I had my I had to take a picture of my robot set up on the little board that I did. And that picture was on July the 11th. So it's been a very long time.
Yeah, the last time we played was a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Exactly. Good tie-in, Adam. I like it. Always on message there. Jesse, you're sitting in the evil lighting today. Everyone else is, you know, well, I'm not even lit right now. There we go. You're in the
I'm
evil lighting.
Great.
Jimmy, yeah. You're lit AF. Come
That's
on.
That's true. Now I am. I'm a little red. I'm so lit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jesse, how you been? Your voice is a little shaky today, so we won't.
Let's
ask you 1,000 questions to start off with.
Let's not do that. And I will try not to cough. So that'll be great. I'm at my house, and it is incredibly not made for streaming and or playing video games or anything, because I have made a distinct delineation between where I live and where I work. Mm. So turns out that when I do stuff from home, it looks like shit. But apparently, this kind of shit looks awesome when you're playing a bad guy. So
yeah, it looks great.
Let's do it.
There you go. What are you drinking? Is that one of those naked juices?
It is. Oh. It's a Power C machine boosted with 19 times the vitamin C needed in the human body. And I need 19 times.
He's been drinking so many of them as well. Every single one he finds, he just buys and drinks it as if it's going to heal him. It's amazing.
I moved the medicine. I have more medicines. I went to the doctor. I was like, I don't care. I can't be sick anymore. I have to get back to work.
You gotta be careful, man. You're gonna get reverse scurvy.
Here's the thing. I'd take it. It's better than whatever crap I have now.
Probably true.
So, shout out to reverse scurvy. Can't wait for that.
There you go. Stripping. What's been your beard's a little longer since last time.
Yeah, it's just going a little bit crazy.
Are you shaving that soon? You're just gonna let it keep going?
I've been grooming it around the edges. Like, yeah. I mean, you're Paul Kettle Black here. You have a pretty big beard too, JP. I hate to break it to you. I don't know if you realize.
I know. But I wear a beard though.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't know. I think it's. I mean, Brooke likes it. So
okay. Well, there you go. That works out.
If she's like, you look like a hobo. Shave your face. I will. You know, it's just
you. You should get it pencil thin around.
Go the old Abilene.
I should get like a fade and then it fades.
Yeah, yeah. Pencil thin everywhere, but just have that one little pencil be like super fucking thick. You know?
Like I just like wax the mustache and curl it up.
Never wax the I don't like a waxy mustache. If you know what I'm saying.
What the hell are you talking about?
I know what you're saying. I'll bear that in mind when I'm flying down there for the live show.
Okay, good. Like, please don't bring your waxy mustache to San Antonio, Sam. Jesse, though, I know Jesse's mustache is always waxy.
It's true. That's what I'm known for. They call me Waxy Cox. Absolutely true.
That's true.
Absolutely true.
I'm going to put that on the
wax man.
Yeah, Waxy Cox.
We're going to make just like a one sheet. Like a hype one sheet. It's going to be featuring or starring Waxy Cox.
That's my performance name. That's when I get up on stage.
Oh, it's your burlesque name.
Yeah, when I do burlesque, they call me Waxy Cox.
Great.
It's like fantastic. A pretty good burlesque name, actually.
A Y forms a little penis at the end.
Of course it does. Of course it does.
Yeah.
Of course it does. Stripping, how you been, by the way, besides your beard growing out, you've been good?
I'm good. I went out for the first time ever in LA last night.
What?
I've never been out before.
You went to like the pier and played. What do you mean? What is going out?
Like to a bar. I went to a bar.
Oh, okay.
And so right. Like I just
you went outside, JP.
I was yeah. Like, you fucking went to like Santa Monica Pier.
No.
To
I was hanging
Pokemon.
Out with a friend. And I picked a random bar to go to, and it turned out to be like a gothic themed, like nightclub.
Oh, did you fit in with your
bar?
Beard?
Random bar.
Everyone was in PVC with spikes and backcombed hair. It was
you
like
you wear your mesh shirt.
Chained up, hanging from.
I don't think that's necessarily.
I wore a pretty low cut black top, like it was. But like everyone was super nice, and it was amazing. But
I don't think
just,
that's called a gothic bar, Sam. I think
no,
there's another.
It was, No, like it was like
was it Legion of Doom fan night? It sounds like the Legion of Doom, like the wrestling Legion of Doom.
It was
everyone had spikes and like was that it?
Sam is just embarrassed because he accidentally went to a fetish club. It's okay, man.
No, it was a fetish club. It was actually a fetish club. There was like women on the second floor getting like spanked with paddles.
Yes.
There was people out the front just selling like custom PVC stuff, and everyone was like buying it and fitting it on. It was cool.
But that's like those are the fun clubs.
It was fun. It was cool.
All right. You'll have to take me there when I come to LA for some reason.
Yeah, you can be my leather daddy.
You can wear a leash.
Can Waxy Cox come with us? I hear he runs that place.
I'm known there. I don't know if I can go there. A lot of people there have problems with me. I'm known there.
Yeah.
I was the king of that club.
Yeah, you are.
I was dethroned back in 2006 by Devon Shire, who is now the current king of the club.
Are we just playing a fetish RPG now? Did we just like
this has become Vampire the Masquerade? Yeah, so gradually, no one noticed. Right.
That's exactly what it was like Vampire the Masquerade. That
bitch Azrael of Biss got me kicked out of the club. One of these days, I'm gonna get her.
Oh Jesus Christ! Pocket, you been spending any time in fetish bars up there in Austin?
You know, so many fetish bars. No, I actually go to a goth bar, but it's not fetish. Well, actually, okay. So last time I went, which was like a week ago, everyone was dressed as either the Joker or Harley Quinn. It's very interesting.
Okay.
And some of them were like pasty Harley Quinn, like they had pasties on. It was kind of interesting.
Question.
Jess's got a question.
Pocket, why do you have a cyborg torso in the background?
That's
clearly the torso of a cyborg. That is a cyborg torso.
That is a dress form. Yeah, it's a dress form for sewing.
Cyborgs together?
Yes.
That is fucking... Or I'm just saying, you look like a set from the new David Cage game. I got a lot of issues. I'm concerned for you.
If it comes alive, then worry. Otherwise, shit,
you're on your own. You're on your own. Don't worry. You're on your own.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm out.
Don't bring that to San Antonio, Pocket.
Why?
I don't want to come alive in the house, and we'll have to fucking destroy it.
I'm just saying.
We'll have to burn it in the fire pit. We'll have to walk it outside of the back and then light it on fire in the fire pit.
Yeah, but dude, that fire pit's full of spiders, so there's no way you're going
to
go out there.
Well, we need to light it up anyways. Also,
we need to light that on
gotta
fire.
You got to get past the wasp. It's literally a D&D adventure in my fucking backyard. It's great.
Can confirm.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
And the giant hives of ants that you have?
I think the ants are mostly gone. I think now it's just wasp and spiders. They've been fighting. I don't go out there much. The peace treaties are constantly trying to be formed. But fighting. it's rough out there. Don't go outside, kids. Don't go outside at all. It's not a good time.
It's a bad time.
Adam, last but not least, I saw you yesterday, kind of, when you did roleplay Mask, but anything new you've been up to, been doing?
Not since yesterday, no, not really. Just prepping for all the Patreon stuff this week. We got our fan game, so.
Are you streaming that? I never asked.
I don't think so.
Okay, I didn't think you were.
Yeah, I think we'll keep that one. A private affair.
Cool.
So I've been scheduling all that and getting ready for that and prepping for Court of Swords
on Tuesday. Yeah, I basically just keep you busy, so that's why these opening things where it's like, what have you been up to? It's like working for you asshole.
You know. I mean, that's not entirely true. I tried to play No Man's Sky. I tried that. Didn't really go great.
You and every other person on the internet tried to play that.
Yeah.
I could not get it to work.
Played about 45 minutes of it, and I'm like, no, you can't have 90% of my CPU. Go away. It's the only game I've ever refunded on Steam. Never before, but that was too much.
It was a bridge too far. I spent an hour and change in it. I don't know the exact time, but when I turned off the stream, it's like, I'm never going to play that game again, so I got a refund. Didn't feel like keeping that. I already bought it once, so.
I bought it and then played WoW.
Smart move.
Smart move.
I was like, and everyone's like playing it and getting tons of views, like No Man's Sky, and then I'm playing WoW, gearing out my druid.
Nice.
Wait, you're playing a druid too?
Yeah, I'm playing a druid. I'm gearing out a mage and my DK as well. I'm debating a demon hunter.
Too much. You're doing too much.
I'm just doing druid only. Trying to get all the transmogs in the world. I'm close.
Are you doing healer?
No, I'm playing feral.
Oh, okay. See, I'm healer.
Okay.
There you Here's go. The problem. You have now 16 of the most boring days in Warcraft left. Enjoy. Enjoy how boring.
Well, I'm going to PvP.
They're still adding stuff. Like, there's new Legion events this week, Jesse. You know they're adding on, like, new scenarios and stuff, right?
Those invasions were so fun. I love getting killed by Alliance.
Look at that. The scenario was great. You got that fucking awesome cutscene. Two awesome cutscenes if you did
both. There's no more. That's it. It's like all they're doing is they're increasing the amount of invasions that happen.
I thought there was two new scenarios coming in, like the Caverns of Time scenario and something else. Am I mistaken?
Cool. I'll look it up.
There's a Karazhan, I think, Caverns of Time as well. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I was told wrong. I don't know.
Where you go and play Hearthstone.
Maybe so.
At a party. Look, welcome. I'm not going to lie. I am so mad. Usually, I like when I go to corporate-y parties, they look awful and they're boring.
Yeah.
A Hearthstone party they had, they were like, come on, it's a cool party. I was like, I can't go, I'm sick. I saw all the footage from it.
Was it
they
lit had, as like, fuck?
Dressed up as chess pieces fighting each other. They had like elves on a dance floor. I was like, what the fuck is going on? I'm missing this.
You
this
looks up, so man. Cool.
Missed it. Missed all of it. There were human chess pieces. I could have made humans battle each other in chess. Like an old emperor. That's all I've ever wanted.
Yeah.
Man, if that's you want to get your friends to dress up like goofballs and fight each other, just be a dungeon master, dude. It's not that hard.
I was going to say he took the easy route, but I think it's actually a much harder, complicated route of making friends fight each other than just sitting there drinking and going, pawn, move forward twice.
You do. Yeah. Do battle for my amusement.
Right? You have to set up a story. Like, give us a reason why we have to fight your amusement.
That's true. That's yeah, true. That's fair. I guess a quick recap. We finished our last mission on the last episode, so there is no recap. It's basically a fresh start for the dark side.
I mean, we could recap it.
Well, I mean,
you won.
Look,
you won.
If you want to sing the praises of ZNZ1L, then by all means, let's talk about it, Pocket. Let's talk about it.
I lived. All of us lived by you, JP.
I sacrificed myself once I saw what this party actually needed.
I sacrificed myself but didn't die.
What actually needed.
Some motherfucker shot me anyway.
Well, that was.
No, JP, I'm not going to let you trump this thing. You're the one who caused the explosion in the beginning. You also caused all of our problems. Then you died and came back as a much better character. So we thank you for your service.
Wait. Jesse,
I kept it interesting, though.
Your previous character nearly ruined the mission, and then your new character saved the mission, so you've redeemed yourselves in our eyes, and we can continue as a team.
Okay. Well, that's all that matters, I guess.
Maybe.
You you flattened out at zero. You contributed nothing then,
maybe,
I guess.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so.
So cruel.
Net zero contribution.
That's all you want, really. The Empire's really into that. You didn't make it worse, but you didn't make it better, so.
Wasn't net zero an ISP?
It was.
Okay. Sorry. You said that. I was like, why do I know? Anyways, I think
sounds like a cool hacker name from the 90s.
I think I used them once upon a time. Anyways, Adam, why don't you tell us what's going on in our world currently?
Let's talk about experience points first, because I handed out a bunch of them.
Yo.
And y'all have had several weeks to spend them.
All right. Show of hands. Who spent them?
I was going to say.
Who spent them? Who even remembered them? Oh, Sam did.
Okay, don't act all superior like you weren't just messaging me.
I spent them 5 minutes ago. Adam helped. Right? I'll hold my hands up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. The pre-show is just me on Skype being like, it's this page. Yes. No, you can't spend it on that. No. Yes.
Not only did he help me spend them, but I accidentally called him Steven, and now I'm going to die this episode.
Yeah.
That is exactly what happened. So there was no point in me spending them, really.
Yeah, you're going to die. You're dead.
I'm dead.
Sam can remember my name in every other situation except when he can't remember the rules. Then I'm Stevenson.
It's ingrained in me to be like, Steven, what do I do? That's my first D&D experience ever. So that's it's like the name is part of the phrase.
Man, you need some therapy.
Yeah, I do.
You need a lot of help.
Yeah, you need some help. So Sam did spend his experience points. Do you wanna talk about what you spent it on?
Sure. Yeah. So I invested a little bit more into the Force Tree.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Once per set, I've achieved the Touch of Fate, which means once per session, I can add 2 blue dice to a check. So any one check, once per session. It's just like an ability. And I also gained 1 force rating. So now I have 2 force rating. And we also gained a new force ability, but I think we'll save that.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so deepening your connection to the dark side.
Yeah.
Your prognostications are going to be more forceful now. So you get two dice to roll whenever you make a check with any of your force powers.
Cool.
So, yeah, real useful stuff. Cool, cool. Anybody else get their XP spent?
Not yet. I just did 1 with improved armor master.
So. Okay. And what does that do?
It when wearing armor with a soak value of 2 or higher, increases my defense by 1.
Okay, cool. Did you reflect that on your character sheet?
Yeah, I reflected it there. I'm still like debating where else I'm gonna go.
Okay, cool. So that came from Gadgeteer from that tree.
Yeah.
Talent there. Cool. So does your armor like look different, or are you just better at wearing armor?
I now look like the Michelin Tire Man, pretty much.
Oh, good. Ooh. Fantastic. You're like the Onion Knight from Dark Souls. Cool.
No. It has 3 stances now. It has mode, it has regular mode, and it has like pretty much like mech mode, where I just go
onion
like,
mode.
Yeah.
Onion mode. I just poop out like a mode.
Oh, so you look like that robot from Big Hero 6. Perfect.
Pretty much. Good. Someone hits me and it goes poof.
Poof, you got airbags now. Fantastic. That's great. All right, cool. And then you have some more points that you can hang on to and spend
whatever. Yeah.
Cool, cool. JP, Jesse.
Oh yeah, we spent so much. Jesse, how much XP did you spend?
I literally just spent, apparently I have a ton of XP, which is great. So I spent 30 raising my intellect from 2 to 3. So I'm a little smarter. That's how it works. Yes.
So, hang on. So, you can't actually raise your, characteristics once you've finished making your character.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay.
You were allowed to raise your agility before because that was left over from character creation, but you can't, can't raise any of brawn, agility, intellect.
Oh, all right. Well,
that's intellect as you're ever going to get. Yeah.
Damn. I'll never be smart.
You just have to bump your skills.
Shit. All right. I guess I have to do it. Jeez.
Yeah, so you can increase your skills and you can buy talents from the various talent trees, or you can buy into another specialization if you want to branch out.
All right, so it's times 5 then?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on what you're buying, right?
So if I want to increase my range light agility from 2 to 3,
Five times whatever the rank you're buying is. Yep.
Ew. All right. I'm going to, and then 5 times, that's 20. So that's 35 total. Done. All right. Then, what do you always give me? Every time I think, oh, well, this is clearly going to be charm or coercion, you give me, where's this shit? Negotiation. All right, I'm gonna.
There's so many social skills you can.
Here's the thing, Jesse. You'll invest in this, and then he'll change the one that you need.
Yeah, he'll never negotiate again.
That's fine. I have the other ones are covered. My negotiation is the one I kept screwing me with, so I can take that from 1 to 2. So that's 10, and then 2, 3 is 35. Boop, boop. No, that's 25.
Cool. Math.
Nicely done.
So what the hell do I have left? I still have XP left. This is the best day of my life, guys.
How much XP did you have to spend?
Like 90 XP.
Yeah, holy Jesse, he didn't spend all of it at the beginning. He's been sitting on some XP for a while.
I have 30 to spend, but I'll spend it next session. I have no idea what to spend it on.
So I have 30 left. You know what? I'm going to sit on that 30 for now. And wait and bide my time.
Cool.
Cool. And then, JP, you're going to hang on to yours?
Yep. I'll save my 30 and we'll spend it later.
He's OP enough, man.
Cool. I mean, he's just Crusher again, right? Like,
pretty much, yeah.
Yes, he's very physically strong, but It's fine. I got this. So let's start by rolling the destiny points. Let's see how the force affects this session, and then I'll let you know what your new mission situation is.
Yo.
That's bad, right?
Oh, excuse me.
That's good. That's good for us.
No, it's always, because the way the character sheets work, it's always, those are points for
That's me. Bad for us.
Yeah, it's only one.
Motherfucker.
Okay, it's three. That's
Sam,
cool.
You got to balance it
there
out.
There you go.
Get I the two this. Light.
Yeah, you got to get two balance now.
Get the two power. Light. God fucking damn it.
Nope.
Wow.
Oh, well.
Let's see. One, two, three. So I've got 4 points on my side, and the light side, quote unquote, the PCs have 1 destiny point on their side.
Can you roll as well?
No, I don't roll.
Oh, okay.
So
Adam,
just
I have a question.
Yeah. Rock
and roll. Okay, so I'm looking at my ability called Brace.
Yeah.
And it says perform the Brace maneuver to remove. But what am I removing? 1 black dice? It looks like. I mean, it's just a black box.
It's
one black box per rank of.
Yeah, that'd be a black dice.
Yep.
Okay.
Where is brace? I see. Yeah, perform a brace maneuver to remove 1 per rank of brace from your next action. Okay. Yeah. So basically, it just allows you. This may only remove black dice added by environmental circumstances. So this is like.
Okay.
If there's something
in
the environment. Yeah, the environment causing problems. You can brace it away.
Okay.
Cool. So one other thing, like while we're playing, if we make a roll and I announce what the results of the roll were, if I'm like, yeah, you rolled this and you got 2 of these and 1 of those, it's not because I think you can't see it. It's because people who are listening to the MP3s of this, it helps them.
Yeah, we got MP3s now.
Yeah. So be aware. I'm gonna
be Hollywood now.
Yeah. So, cool. So we've got our destiny points sorted out.
You know, Adam, too, we got to figure out for the live show. Me and Scoots were talking about this. We're not going to have a fucking computer to tell us the results of each roll.
Yeah, we just get like an iPad.
Yeah.
No, we're going to get actual. We're going to roll fucking. I'm not going to bring everyone in person and then just have an iPad in front of us.
I mean, I've got two sets of the.
Yeah. We're going to roll actual dice, Sam, and we're going to. We're going to make fights last 30 minutes for 2 rolls.
I have like 3 tablets alone I can bring.
No, we're not using... We're fucking rolling dice. I've already decreed it.
Fuck.
Yeah. We're going to have to figure out as a group and deduce the symbols.
That pressure.
We have to somehow buy dice for this.
Adam just said he had 2.
I've got 2 sets.
Yeah, they actually make dice for this.
You can't touch my dice. Come on, what are you talking about?
Oh, you're the dice lord. I was talking about us. I'm gonna buy.
You just get them off of Amazon.
You don't want the GM's cursed dice, JP. Yeah,
okay. All right.
Yeah, that's some voodoo shit.
Okay. All right. Sure. Whatever. You're not gonna buy them. I'll have to buy a bunch. Anyways, Adam, continue on.
Yeah, so some time has passed. I would say probably like a couple of weeks. You've been stationed on a Star Destroyer in Imperial space. You came back, you were debriefed. There were several potentially awkward conversations about what happened on Terrace, but Imperial High Command's gotten a pretty good idea of what's going on. And you are called in for a briefing for your next mission, and we see you all of you when we fade in from the opening sequence. We fade in on again like a star field and all of these like Star Destroyers, like probably a half dozen of them, a bunch of TIE fighters flying around, really clear visual evidence that this is an Imperial controlled sector. And as we pan down over the Star Destroyer, we fade into one of the conference rooms, and in the room are the 3 human members of the unit, and standing idle nearby your new pet combat droid ZN. And on the table there is a hologram projecting of a planet. It's a temperate looking planet. We can see mountain ranges and forests, several cities. It looks like kind of a globe of Earth. Looks like every other kind of like standard planet. And you're waiting there for a member of the Imperial intelligence, the destabilization branch, to come and give you your orders. Theron, you recognize the planet. You've seen this planet before. It's a fairly common world. It's one of the core worlds. It's Abrigado Ray. It's like the big planet in the Abrigado system. It's very much just as like a common thing, like everybody would know this. It's very much like a loyal New Republic planet. And it's fairly important because it's the beginning planet of the Shippani Bypass, which is like a trade route. It's known also as the Bacter Run. It's basically a medical supply run. And a bunch of the planets along it are places like sources of Bacta. So it's a kind of a big deal planet. So y'all are you're in the room. Maybe you haven't seen each other for a while. I don't know. Have you spent time together recreationally or what? What's that been like?
I've been training.
Yeah.
Can I just say the awkward silence of no one wanting to spend time together?
I know. Yeah.
Let's just go with that. And we didn't spend any.
I think all I've been doing is just falling around Talon.
I've seen like Talon, of course, because he's like the boss still. But and I need to know Talon. We need to have a conversation.
About what?
Because you made a promise.
What promise was that?
That you would release my son.
I did say that, didn't I?
Yeah. So we need to have a conversation. So I've been like, sort of like, I guess, following you around, keeping my distance, and not mentioning it yet. Like being good.
Yeah. So you've been around, but not getting what you want necessarily.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Cool. So yeah, maybe there's some tension in the room. Belsa, I think you can, you don't need the force to detect this. Like there's still something going on there.
Yeah. I think what's happened is Agent Belsa's just been assigned to like various data specific teams in the downtime.
Mm-hmm.
So she's been like working and trying to like get a couple of ticks on the resume. And she comes back to this awkward scenario where like there's this conversation that's supposed to have happened but hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, cool. Okay. So I think in the sort of semi awkward silence, there's like the hum of the hologram projector. The door hisses open and a woman comes in. She's wearing the uniform of Imperial Intelligence. Theron, you recognize her right away, but I don't know if anybody else would. She's Major Carrie Lessive. She's a major in DSTAB branch. She's kind of a big deal. Very much like your superior officer. So when she comes in, what do y'all do? Anybody stand up? Do you salute? Do you just sit there?
I definitely stand up and salute, yeah.
Yeah, I'd follow suit.
Okay. Yeah, she returns the salute. And she's like, at ease, everyone. Have a seat, please.
I just kind of awkwardly look around the room and then hunch down.
Yeah. Your suspension lowers?
Yeah, the suspension lowers.
All right. So Major Lessive comes in and she looks at the holo display, and I think she's got a little like controller in her hand. She hits a button and the display stops and zooms in on a city on Abrigado Ray. And she says, after what happened on Felucia, we're running a bit thin. High Command has decided it's time to act. This is Abrigado Ray. It belongs to New Republic. We need to take it back. And you can see the city start to display some like more additional tactical information. Belsa, you know, you've seen some of this information before. And it's displaying like known like troop locations and that sort of thing. And she says, this order comes from the Grand Admiral himself. He plans an attack on Abrigado Ray sometime in the next month, but we need to soften it up first. And she looks at you, Theron, and she says, after the chaos you caused on Terrace, it was requested that your unit be the ones to get the ball rolling.
Theron just sort of nods appreciatively. I don't think he takes it as an insult.
Yeah, she doesn't mean it as one. So you've heard rumors, and it's been kept pretty hush-hush, so you don't know any details, but you've heard rumors that sometime in the last little while, like maybe while you were still on Terrace or since you've been back, some important Imperial intelligence asset on Felucia, like, flipped sides and, like, gave the Republic a bunch of information. And as a result, over the last 2 weeks, you've lost, like, several bases. There are, like, important military places that were attacked suddenly by the New Republic, and you're kind of, like, having to backpedal a little bit. But apparently, High Command has decided instead of playing a defensive, they're gonna hit this planet. And she says we don't have the troops for a full frontal assault. We need to convince the people of Abrogato Rey that they've made a mistake siding with the New Republic. To not put too fine a point on it, I need you to go to the planet and, do whatever it is you do. Unsettle things.
Theron just sort of looks at the team and then back at her and is like, we will do our best.
She nods. She says, I would expect no less. The planet, actually, if you want to, you can make a knowledge check about Abrogato Rey to see what you already know is kind of going on there. It's a core world. So if anybody wants or has that, they can make a roll or they can help out.
I'll try. Does anyone have anything?
I don't have anything checked in core world, no.
No.
Are there any negative dice associated with that?
Nope.
I just have one.
I mean, there's like the difficulty for a core world like this, I think is like one purple die.
All right. I'll try.
Okay. So, you know, only just the most basic stuff about the planet, right? It was a big part of the supply chain for both medical supplies as a result of the Bacteron, but also there's a lot of manufacturing that goes on that planet. And the New Republic has been using it to make raw material for, for their starships and their ground troops and all that. It's basically like a supply world. You also know that Abrogato Rey is like a bit kind of like rough and tumble. It's got a sort of history of, you know, being a haven for smugglers. And what have you, which is, I think, why they turned to the rebellion in the first place, because there was a lot of like amnesty deals. Like, yeah, cool. If you join the New Republic, then we won't, you know, investigate too hard into all the kind of illegal stuff that's happened on the planet during the last regime. But things have been picking up on Abrogato Rey. People there are pretty happy, and they're pretty stoked to have gotten rid of the Empire. So as for like the political situation there, any targets, you'll, I guess, have to land, or you can request more information from intelligence before you go.
Theron, I guess, sort of like nods to his orders and asks if there'd be anything else that they need to know.
She shakes her head. She says, no, this is only the beginning of our plans for Abrogato Rey. Once you've destabilized the local government, then we'll talk again. I suggest beginning here. And she points to the city, and we get some like text running along the hologram. And it's the city of Layer, and it's on the coast of kind of the main continent. And it's the highest population city in the planet. It's the seat of government. The only other major settlement on Abrogato Rey is the Abrogato Rey spaceport, which is where like the rebel, or I guess New Republic ships, like come and go. All the cargo is delivered there, but it's way better defended than Layer. So Layer, you're going to be able to like get in potentially and start causing shit, and then they can move on to the spaceport.
All right. Theron just sort of nods, acknowledges his orders, and picks up his papers and waits for the commander to leave the room.
Yeah, so she tells you, she says, we hope to have you planet side within a week. If you have anything you need to request, requisitions, you know how to fill out the proper paperwork. And she says before she leaves, she looks at Belsa and she's like, agent, a word, and like gestures to the door.
Belsa just nods and says, ma'am, and just follows her up.
Okay, so the two of them leave the room, and the two of you are walking down the hall, and I think you get around the corner, maybe past. She waits for some stormtroopers to like walk by, and then she says to you, she says, your personnel files mention several times that you have an uncanny talent for the unexpected.
That's correct, ma'am.
She says, there's some rumors that a certain New Republic operative has been recruiting special people on this planet. I need you to keep an eye out for this person. See what they're up to. Find out who they're recruiting. Report back to me.
Okay. I just like click my heels and salute.
Okay.
See to it personally, man.
Yeah, she gives you a salute. And that conversation, right, like, I think that she probably has suspicion. The Force is kind of a sensitive thing in the Empire, because there's a certain reverence, because everybody knows that Darth Vader was a dark Jedi. Basically, no one knows that the Emperor was a Sith Lord, but Vader paraded that shit around. And to some people, the idea of any kind of Force user in the Empire is bad, but Imperial Intelligence is like, yeah, you got talents, we'll use those. But she's also being subtle about it. She's not going to just straight up to your face be like, I know you have that thing you can do.
Yeah.
But yeah, so she's kind of putting you in charge of this recruitment situation.
All right.
Yeah. So she returns the salute and, she says, good luck, officer, and walks away.
Okay.
Cool. So y'all have a little bit of time to prepare, to request, like intelligence reports on the planet, to try to requisition gear if there's anything that you think that you need. And then we'll figure out, how to get you onto the planet. Now, because it's a New Republic planet, you can't just like march around with stormtroopers. That's going to be a little bit more difficult, because technically they're illegal. But you can always request other stuff, and things aren't, the New Republic's not as good as the Empire at kind of keeping a planet locked down. So you should be able to get in and out fairly easily. So, while the two of them are out of the room, Theron, what are you and your friends doing?
Theron immediately goes back to his office. He's clearly thinking about something else the entire meeting. And when he arrives back at the office, there's just stacks of...
I'm following you, by the way.
Sure.
I'm literally your shadow. And if you walk into your office, I just turn and stand outside the door when it shuts.
There's like stacks of holos and like a sort of like a package, like a cheesy parchment package kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all sort of stacked on his desk, and he sits down at it and starts going through things. And box, he opens it up, and inside the box is like a holo from the boy Moff. And inside is like a little gift, like a little thank you. And then it goes to like it sort of cuts it there and putting it on a shelf, and it reveals that there's just like tons of little trinkets from all over the galaxy, mm-hmm. of like places he remembers, the places he's been. And he sits back down and sort of pushes the box aside, and there's a little note underneath the box, and the note is not a holo, it's like an actual written note.
Mm-hmm.
And he gives it like a quizzical look and doesn't really know what it means. And he opens it and sort of like fans it out. And for a brief moment, you, the viewer, get to see like it says, we cordially invite you. And then he just reads it, and you don't really get to see what it says, but it's just like you get to see visually, he's a little shaken by what it says. And at the bottom, the last little bit that you see is that it says, children are the future of the Empire, signed Gallius Rax. And that's sort of the last thing you see. And he puts it down.
Interesting.
And sort of like puts his hands on his on his head like this, and then you see like a wry smile, and then cut to black.
Cool.
Yo, that's from a Star Wars nerds right there.
So, what are you doing, Lana? What are you doing while everybody's kind of gone their separate ways to get ready?
I think you kind of see Lana go after Theron a little bit, but then as he goes into his office, she just keeps walking, and she walks past to a more crowded area where a lot of the troops would be, a lot of the, basically, like, she doesn't have a lot of money. She doesn't want a lot of money. And she goes in. It's like this cot, pretty much, that she sleeps on with a locker nearby. And she walks up to the locker and starts packing all of her stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Her belt, her bag, and she brings out her sword and places it on her back. And then the last thing she does is she reaches in and she grabs something, and it is a photograph of mm-hmm. her son. And probably the first time any of you would be able to see, like, he is blonde, short hair, and absolutely adorable with a beautiful smile. But it's older, it's worn, the edges are burnt, like she'd been in a fight with it or something, or whenever she had it. But she just kind of looks at it and then tucks it away in a pocket underneath her armor. Hmm. And then closes the locker and turns around and walks back out.
Do you laugh when you look at the photograph?
No. Okay. I
just had to ask, you know.
I don't laugh.
Okay. Can we not go two entire episodes without referring to that song? Is it just not possible for us, or what?
She brought up looking at the photograph, all right? My fucking stupid brain immediately went like, yep, gotta talk about Nickelback now.
Wow.
She couldn't make it in the Empire.
I didn't even get the reference.
It's all right. It's all right.
You got it immediately, and it really offended me.
Wow.
Well.
Anyways.
Yeah. All right. So in the interim between, I guess you don't probably have to have a planning meeting to decide what you need to requisition. What's the overall plan to go and like mess up the government of Abrigado Rey? Where do you have that meeting? What does that look like? Or Theron, do you just come up with a plan and tell everybody else what's going on?
Theron clearly has not reached out to anyone. He has been in his office the entire time, and is something's up, and he's just distracted with other things. So any planning has not happened at all.
Interesting. Okay. So what about Belsa? What about you? What are you doing to prepare?
Belsa, after receiving her orders and seeing Theron go to his quarters, would have headed to the shipping area and just started like preparing the ship.
Okay. All right. So you're requisitioning a ship to get on the planet. Okay. Any kind of ship in particular you're looking for?
Well, we're going to be, I'm assuming, taking another group of troops with us.
I mean, maybe you'd have to figure that out. The thing about like having those troops out in the open is that you can't really do that. You'd have to get some like more covert Imperial troops. You can't just bring stormtroopers.
Okay.
I'd say Lana would end up meeting up with Belsa to find the ship because Lana can pilot. So.
I think we need we can go on a pretty small ship, right? So.
Yeah.
If we're going undercover,
it just has to fit me. That's probably the only. I guess I can roll in there.
Oh, yeah. I take some like masking tape and put it over the giant Empire symbol on JP's character.
Spray paint over.
Yeah, spray paint over it.
He would probably have to get a paint job to something like.
Yeah, maybe Talon or the rest of the group is like, you need to go get a paint job. So maybe that's what I do when they're all sleeping at night or something.
Right.
You got a mech bay and just get sprayed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally. You're just like, you're standing in a big, big open area and these like robot arms with sprayers on the end are just like
My eyes just get redder in the darkness.
Cool. Okay. All right.
Will I be able to like go to 161 and just like request him and some troops in like covert gear, or are they strictly troopers and we would be looking at different soldiers?
I mean, they're stormtroopers, so they're trained in stormtrooper equipment, and they're not really like they're like crack police force, not like stealthy operatives.
Yeah, we're the stealthy operatives.
Yeah,
we shouldn't need anyone else. We're the ones they're sending.
All right, cool. Let's just grab a ship then that houses the four of us.
We should. I mean, I'll let you guys decide this, but don't because I am a new help no? right now. We should be things we should definitely take. We should have any kind of back to shots. Lord knows we'll need them. We should have credits because Lord knows we'll spend them. We should have some type of either binoculars that can see infrared and various things, and hacking tools that can help us get into doors/computers, because I have a feeling. We're going to have to start somewhere. So we need, oh, thank you, chat, and explosives. Lots of thermal detonators.
Right. Okay. I already have scanner goggles.
Do we have much money?
We're the Empire. We can actually, it's a Republic planet. So probably Imperial credits are useless. So yeah,
they have their own monies, but
looks like we'll have to steal it. Oh, yeah, well.
You have channels for like getting local currency and stuff. You can buy. There are people who launder Imperial credits into New Republic credits, but there's actually probably like a legit official government process. Like, hey, we're the new Republic. The Empire's gone, but you can trade your Imperial money for whatever some lesser amount of New Republic credits.
I just don't want us to be seen on the planet. So that's knocking into a bank. Like, hello, we'd like to exchange these credits. I feel like it's a bad move.
I also don't think we can take like a Lambda or something. We're gonna have to take like a Rebellion or just a generic trading type shuttle to the planet. So
sure, okay,
we have those.
Well, let's make a list of the shit that you want, and then I'll get you to roll, and we'll figure it out. So you want
how about we make a list during the break and we come back and roll for it.
Yeah, sure. That sounds good.
The list is going to take some time. Hashtag sure. Building the list. That's what's going on here. So, also, how much money do we actually have?
So none of you really have any credits to speak of, like personally, because the Empire will provide for you when you need stuff. You requisition gear. You don't buy it.
Okay.
Yeah, so personal credits are not really a thing. Also, you're not allowed to have credits because you can't open a bank account because you're a droid.
That's what I'm saying. So, but, you know, I could go to Talon and get some improvements. So yeah, we'll build a list during the break. We'll roll for them when we get back. So let's do just that. We'll take our first break. Still got 3 hours left to go here on Balance of Power Dark Side. Did we decide? Is it 14, 15? I think it's 14. I think we've gone even now on the Dark Side.
Number. Yeah.
It's a fucking nightmare. All right, we'll be right back, guys. Don't go anywhere. More Balance Power coming up. We'll see you then.